Proclamation number 4322 of 4th of June, 1948. Fatima, after reading about it. It is a game of demons when gullible people's vision is clouded by all kinds of appearances which are suitable for the spreading of error and untruth, which only serve to reinforce already existing misguided teachings and to push people away from the right path, the direct path to me. It is easy for an awakened person to see through this game, but difficult for people who already adhere to misguided teachings and are led by blind guides who lack all knowledge themselves and who do not desire the truth either, but are satisfied with adopted spiritual knowledge without examining its origin. A chain of misguided teachings is made up of various wrong concepts. And to reinforce these misguided teachings, people who advocate them will use any means, for they do not strive to bring light but to keep people in spiritual darkness. And this is a great injustice, which is why I constantly include representatives of my pure teaching who speak out against untruth and error and try to enlighten their fellow human beings. My revelations never happen in such a way that my will is made known to underage children. Instead, every revelation has the purpose of being spread for the benefit of all, for I only use one mouth in order to speak to all people through it. I will never ever command silence from those who are able to hear me, but instruct them to make my will known to their fellow human beings. My will is that people love each other and attain beatitude through love. If my will is not fulfilled, then the human being remains imperfect and cannot be released from his guilt of sin, which is attached to him and which he constantly increases through unkind actions. Another can never take his guilt upon himself or atone for it, because Jesus died for it on the cross, who took humanity's guilt of sin upon himself in order to redeem it. The human being can indeed participate in Christ's act of salvation by spreading Christ's teaching of love as an example through an exemplary life of love and by awakening love in his fellow human beings. Furthermore, he can participate in the redemption of erring souls by conveying the gospel, the pure truth, which everyone carries within himself who lives in love. He can also give strength to his fellow human beings through intercession from a loving heart. However, his will must always be willing to accept every flow of strength, for every person is responsible for his soul himself and this cannot be taken from him in any way, otherwise my justice would be called into question and all people would also be redeemed immediately. Because loving beings of light always turned their love towards the unhappy, unredeemed, and their strength would truly be enough to make all people blissfully happy. Every individual person has to find me himself. He has to recognize his guilt of sin and try to rid himself of it. He has to atone for it himself through eternities or let himself be redeemed by Jesus Christ by consciously acknowledging his act of salvation and asking for forgiveness of his sins. 4th of the 6th, 1948. A person's love for his fellow human being can certainly plead for his conversion, but only insofar as that he is granted extensive support from the spiritual side, that he is brought into situations of life by beings of light where he can change if he wants to, where his thoughts are directed towards people who live a right way of life, that he is granted every assistance to gain maturity of soul and also receives increased strength which intercession has acquired for him. But how he makes use of this strength is entirely his own will. That his sins can now be atoned for by loving earthly brothers and sisters is a misconception and only indicates the misunderstanding of my teaching, which was offered in full clarity but was often contaminated by humanly wrong ideas. If intercession is based on love, it will never be without success, but the effect is different, for every person has to answer for his sins himself. And thus it is a perpetual miscue dance to inform people of supernatural appearances which can never stand scrupulous scrutiny and can never be brought into harmony with the truth conveyed to earth by me. It is demonic deception which found good breeding ground in people's gullibility and themisguided thinking. For where I appear, I do not come in pomp and splendor, yet recognizable to everyone who wants to recognize me and is of good and pure mind. Amen.